USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials have identified the gunman who killed 12 people and was shot dead by officers at a Virginia Beach municipal building as Dwayne Craddock. ATF Special Agent in Charge, Ashawn Benedict.
We identified two weapons used in the shooting yesterday. Both weapons are .45 caliber pistols. One was purchased in 2016. One was purchased in 2018. Both pistols were purchased by the shooter, and all indications are they were purchased legally.
Democrats are once again talking about gun legislation. Senator Bernie Sanders.
Making sure that people who should not own guns do not own guns.
Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
This is routine. We know it's not the last time this is going to happen, and Washington's failure to act is costing lives.
And Amy Klobuchar.
I come from a proud hunting state. I look at all these proposals and I say, does this hurt my Uncle Dick in the deer stand? They don't.
This is USA Radio News.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
I wish they would have me do a commercial. I'm from the New York area and we don't trust anybody. And I need to tell you, I certainly didn't trust you guys at first. After all, you're like out of Utah. I was like, what is in Utah, really? Then I heard some little old man saying, oh, I'm not fruits and babies, and da da da. And I was so, you know, when you're in pain, you will try anything. And I said, let me try it. But I need to tell you that I'm jogging now. I didn't think I'd ever be able to do that again.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is considering possible legal action to block President Trump from imposing a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports. This is set to take effect on June 10th if the country doesn't crack down on migrants trying to enter the U.S. The chamber's executive vice president, Neil Bradley.
Well, a tariff is nothing more than a tax, right? And so at 5%, that's $17 billion in additional taxes on American consumers and businesses. That won't do anything to keep someone from crossing the border, coming up from Central America into Mexico and crossing.
The search for a missing 4-year-old girl in Houston, Malia Davis, has apparently come to an end. She is presumed to have died at the hands of her mother's ex-boyfriend. Houston's mayor, Sylvester Turner, says remains were found in southwest Arkansas, and they're now undergoing forensic testing.
That will certainly help to bring some degree of finality to this family.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One network is playing musical chairs with its news division, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Recently named CBS News Chief Susan Zirinsky looking to fix ratings woes on both the morning and evening programs, naming Jeff Glore to be the next CBS This Morning Saturday co-host, joining Michelle Miller and Dana Jacobson, beginning on June 22nd. Glore is to replace Anthony Mason, who has joined the cast of the weekday CBS This Morning. Glore will also be serving as a CBS News special correspondent. One of CBS This Morning's former co-hosts, Nora O'Donnell, recently replaced Glore on the CBS Evening News. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Americans continue to rate U.S. moral values negatively, on balance, and overwhelmingly agree that they're getting worse. John Clemens reports.
That's the latest from Gallup, showing 47% of Americans currently rate U.S. moral values as poor, 36% as only fair, while 17% held a positive view. For the third consecutive year, 77% of Americans think moral values in the U.S. are getting worse, which was slightly below Gallup's all-time 82% in 2007. Only 19% currently believe that morals are getting better. I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.